Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Tata Coffee Q3 FY 2019 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vismay Agarwal from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Thank you, Nirav. Good morning, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you all on behalf of ICICI Securities to Tata Coffee's Q3 FY 2019 earnings conference call. We have with us today on the call Mr. Sanjeev Sarin, MD and CEO, and Mr. Venkatramanan, ED Finance and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sirs.
Thank you. Morning, everybody. This is Sanjeev Sarin here, MD, Tata Coffee. For a start, Tata Coffee has delivered a strong, good performance, standalone performance in the quarter. The company has posted a 50% increase in standalone profit after tax over the same quarter last year. The operational performance has improved with a healthy growth in our soluble coffee business, which has recorded the highest sales in several quarters, including the premium freeze-dried segment, which registered a record sales in the quarter. The performance has also benefited from a better dividend payout from our Eight O'Clock Coffee subsidiary. On the contrarian side, the rupee appreciation in the quarter, competitive margin pressure on the soluble coffee segment, weaker terminals, especially pepper, have impacted earnings. Arabica coffee terminals remained soft through the quarter, reaching a low of $0.9435 per pound in the quarter, versus $1.02 at the beginning of the quarter and reaching a high of $1.2255 and settling back to about $1.02. The terminals were about $1.28 at the same time last year. The terminals have been impacted due to the record crop in Brazil and the depreciation of the Brazilian real. The London coffee terminals for Robusta dipped through the quarter, closing at $1,506 per metric ton on 23rd January, compared to $1,572 per metric ton at the start of the quarter and $1,747 per metric ton same time last year. Pepper also continues to be in the lower band, with the spot prices falling further since the start of the year. The industry is under pressure with non-conventional trade flows of cheaper pepper from Vietnam. Industry bodies like the Karnataka Planters Association are working closely with the government to control these illegal flows at the earliest. While the coffee terminals have been low, we read the market well and managed the Arabica and Robusta sales very well to maximize revenue. Pepper has been a cause of concern, like I mentioned earlier, with very low prices, and this really has impacted our quarter three performance. As you would know, coffee production in India in 2018-19 is expected to be impacted on account of severe rainfall in Kerala and Karnataka in 2018. Initial coffee board estimates peg a drop of about 884,000 metric tons across South India, which is a 26% drop versus the previous year. Despite the floods, our own agri practices enabled us to minimize the impact. I had mentioned last time the rains in the last year have resulted in our irrigation tanks being full. This has enabled us for the first time to explore winter irrigation in some of our estates. While weather conditions were conducive, the tea industry in Annamalai has been impacted due to an outbreak of the tea mosquito bug in the region. Despite these challenges, we have recorded a significant improvement in overall crop versus the previous year. Seeing the headwinds early on, we focused sharply on cost optimization initiatives across the business and had referred to this in the earlier calls. We have been able to drive significant efficiency improvement projects, which will continue to benefit in the days ahead and make us a leaner operation. As mentioned earlier, our freeze-dried business has performed well, recording its highest sales. New customer acquisition, which we had begun about a year back, and strong NPD work with them has enabled this performance. However, realizations have been slightly muted on the back of continued margin pressure in the currently competitive soluble coffee market. Our efforts to expand the customer base will aid the upcoming Vietnam plant to seamlessly add significant value to our business over the next few quarters. Our instant coffee division continues to work on differentiated blend offerings, and we have had brisk sales in Europe and Russia in the quarter, and we continue to expand geographic reach for these offerings. Our instant coffee sales have improved by 10% in the last quarter over the previous year sales, and versus the previous quarter also, it has been significantly higher than at about 12%. With the growth of Starbucks stores across India, we are now in the process of expanding our roasting capacity to service the growing needs. This will further strengthen our partnership with Tata Starbucks. We continue to focus on managing a sharp green bean supply chain to ensure we are close to the market terminals in a situation of soft terminals. We have also extended our coffee trading operations. These initiatives have focused on quality coffees aligned to our standards and complementary to our portfolio. This initiative is also helping the small farmer market their produce. I'm happy to let you know that there is very good progress of our Vietnam Greenfield freeze-dried plant, and it's on track. Trial production has been initiated successfully. We are actively working with select customers to develop right blends for a seamless launch this year. The coffee category in the US continues to be very competitive, with major brands and private label being very active. This and the 8 o'clock coffee trade and media spends has put some pressure on margins. Another reason for the lower performance versus last year has been the impact of the US corporate tax reduction in the same quarter last year. The consolidated total income for the current quarter stood at 465 crores compared to 377 crores of the corresponding quarter previous year on account of higher sales recorded by 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock has recorded a total income of $41.55 million for the current quarter compared to $32.54 million for the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The consolidated profit after tax, net of controlling interest for the current quarter stood at 11 crores as compared to 42 crores for the corresponding quarter of the previous year. A point to note is that the previous year consolidated PAT includes the tax reform, like I mentioned earlier, of $6.5 million for 8 o'clock in the previous year. In summary, while we have witnessed challenging market conditions in the quarter, our strong focus on customer acquisition, creating differentiation, cost management, and dividend receipt from 8 o'clock has enabled us to deliver a good financial performance in standalone Tata Coffee. Before I hand over to my colleague Venkat, let me introduce to you Mr. Jacko, who will be taking over as MD and CEO of Tata Coffee effective 1st April.
Thank you, Sanjeev. I look forward to interacting with all of you in the quarterly calls hereafter. Thanks a lot. Over to Venkat.
Good morning to all. As Sanjeev has sort of given you an overview of the performance, I just wanted to make a couple of points. One is, while the turnover of the standalone has been sort of flat in terms of revenue, but overall income is higher, you know, because of the improvement in the dividend income from 8 o'clock coffee. Well, the instant coffee sales has been, as Sanjeev mentioned, quite buoyant in that sense, with an improved turnover. There has been some impact because of the lower crop of coffee available from the previous year, which has impacted the Robusta sales. And as again, as we mentioned, in terms of the pepper, there has been impact both in terms of the crop as well as in terms of the prices. And the lower profits in ICD, has been due to the intense competitive pressure, and over time should correct. On the consolidated, 8 o'clock revenues have been higher, and it's a, you know, kind of facing impact of the trade and higher media spends, which has sort of lowered the profits compared to the previous quarter. With this, I hand over back for questions. Thanks.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Samir Madan. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning to the Tata Coffee management. I have a couple of questions that I would like you to throw some light on. One is, during last year, end of monsoon season, there was a lot of media coverage about how Karnataka and the districts of Coorg and neighboring areas were impacted heavily due to rainfall, and there's a lot of loss of property, etc. So I would like to understand what has been the impact of that, if any, on our company, and what it means for the future outlook for some of our crops. The second part to my question is, we see increased dividends from 8 o'clock over the last couple of years. So I would like to firstly just get to, you know, a compilation of what kind of dividends have been flowing to our company from EOC. And is there a recorded EOC dividend policy that gives us some kind of understanding on what to expect? And my third and final, sorry for this, is just how is our focus and on the strategy to increase area under pepper crops, planting more vine. How is that progressing?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for that. Like I mentioned in my opening, the coffee board, if you look at it, has projected over a 25-26% drop in the coffee output for the year because of the rainfalls which you referred to. I had also mentioned earlier, bulk of our estates are not in the region where these impacts have happened. So our impact is not in that range. I cannot tell you how it is, but our outcrop has been higher than the previous year. I will leave Venkat to answer the issue on dividends. But talking about pepper, we are clearly on track. I think we had mentioned last time that we are rapidly expanding our vine plantations in the next year, and over the next year, two odd years, it will at least go up by threefold our entire production of pepper.
So Samir, thanks for the question. On the 8 o'clock, as you all know, it has been a highly profitable investment for us, and there has been consistent dividend payout of at least 3 to 4 million each year over the last several years. As regards the policy, essentially it would depend on the performance, essentially like any other, you know, corporate would be, and the U.S. have some, you know, earnings and, you know, profitability kind of, you know, policy, how much they can declare so that to ensure that there's no capital repatriation. So to that extent, 8 o'clock has been, you know, a consistent dividend payer year after year.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jayant Amania from Care Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah. Sir, I wanted to understand how Forex movement impacted our instant coffee business standalone basis.
Fine. So the standalone basis, there has been some, you know, obviously there has been some impact. But the point is, see, you know, I won't say this, there has been substantial impact on the top line and EBIT. The only problem what is happening is that there is always, you know, restatement of the receivables every quarter we have to do. So we did have a gain in the previous two quarters, which has been sort of, you know, reversed in this quarter. But overall on the FX, you know, on the top line and the EBIT, the impacts have been sort of, you know, not substantial.
Sir, of this 115 crore, how much is our export? instant coffee?
40-53. Instant coffee, you know, you want to say number in turnover terms?
Yeah, yeah. We have recorded turnover of valuated instant coffee of 115 crore. So of that, how much is export?
No, everything is export, but marginally there will be hardly anything. See, what we have, see, the issue, the thing is like this, you know, ours is a, you know, strong export kind of dependent operation. So whatever sales, domestic sales we have is only three. One is the tea, the second is the pepper, and thirdly, there is the Tata Coffee Grand, which we sell to Tata Global. Other than that, the bulk of the turnover is all through exports only.
Okay, okay. So you said that we are expanding roasted coffee capacity. So can you give some idea about our Starbucks business?
Yeah, Starbucks is roughly around 130 odd stores they have. Now they, you know, they have been growing very profitably, as you might have read from the newspapers. And obviously, with every increase in stores, since we have a dedicated roastery for Starbucks in Kushalnagar, and with every increase in stores, obviously the capacity improvements and the supplies are on the increase. So with the kind of, you know, the pipeline of the stores and what are the expectations, so we are trying to now expand the capacity there.
So we are supplying Starbucks.
The partnership with Starbucks has been very, very, important and strategic for us.
So we are supplying Starbucks on domestic level, or we are supplying them globally also?
Oh, no, only domestic level. Except for some, let's see, you know, whenever we have micro lots, which are very, very, you know, kind of exotic kind of coffees which we get, those have gone to the Starbucks roasteries outside of in US. But those are again, you know, that depends on micro lots, which are very, very special in that sense. So other than that, the supplies of the Arabica beans are only to domestic Starbucks stores.
Let me add, there's also a blend which is marketed by them globally for us, which is on a cyclical basis. They keep picking up as and when the market demands come in.
Sir, will it be possible for you to give us idea about the sales numbers with Starbucks?
No. That is it's a JV with Tata Global. So we will not be able to disclose any sales numbers. Anyway, in any case, we don't have, you know, it's not privy to us.
Okay. Sir, how the sales transition takes place? We sell to Tata Global and Tata Global sells to the Starbucks, or how is it?
The Arabica beans, what we sell after the roasted beans are sold directly to Tata Starbucks, which is a JV between Starbucks and Tata Global.
Yeah, okay. So in case of consolidated sales, 8 o'clock sales went up by 20% in dollar terms. So what was the volume growth?
Well, the volumes have been, the base volumes have been more or less flat. But you see, the 8 o'clock, the cake of business, there has been some, there was some change in the way the model has changed. So that has resulted in improvement in turnovers. Obviously, see, we are not talking about full year, so obviously we'll have to wait for an year to conclude in that sense, because the new model came into play sometime in the last quarter of the previous year. But so it has been contributed largely by the cake up, as well as, you know, and by a flat kind of, you know, volumes.
Sir, one thing we fail to understand, despite the lower coffee prices, why 8 o'clock cannot make better performance?
No, see, they get the benefit, they have got the benefit of lower coffee prices, but obviously, see, they are also in a very highly, you know, competitive business, segment. So obviously, there's always the kind of, you know, media spends which are high in this quarter. So, but then we expect the kind of benefits to come in the future quarters. So obviously, this kind of, you know, trade and they, you know, and they had a, you know, full-fledged media campaign in this quarter, which has got, you know, that's why the increase of about 3 million odd.
So you also appreciate that every producer in the U.S. has the same advantage of coffee prices or adverse. So everybody is in a competitive environment, and typically what tends to happen is when bean prices start coming down, aggressive trade spend start coming in to garner share. And that's what is really impacting the system. And also, like Venkat mentioned, since we took over the K-Cup business, a lot of incremental spends are required to take business into our own direct distribution, which is what is temporarily impacting the business.
Okay. Sir, can you give idea of about advertisement and consumer promotion expenses booked during this last two quarters? Because our other expenses have gone up from 63 crores to 97 crores in current quarter and were 82 crores in Q2.
No, this is, as I explained, this is a, you know, typically any FMCG business goes through this, and 8 o'clock did have a, you know, kind of, you know, focused media campaign and trade and consumer promos during this quarter. But obviously, as I explained, the last quarter, the spends were not so much, but this quarter, the spends have been higher. And it does not, it's not a quarter-on-quarter phenomenon, so one has to look at a, you know, sort of, you know, longer picture in that sense.
So, in the current Q4, there won't be much advertisement expenses or consumer promotion.
Mr. Chand, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Communicating what's going to happen in Q4, you have to understand that the business is there to grow and perform to its best, and the strategies will be depending on what's happening in the marketplace.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Jayant. I would request you to come back in the question queue. We have other participants to answer the questions. The next question is from the line of Samir Gupta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. A few questions from my side, sir. Firstly, you mentioned about how your soluble coffee and the instant coffee business have registered good volumes this quarter. And when I also look at the coffee prices, Arabica and Robusta, on a QOQ basis, I don't see much deviation on an average price. So why should my standalone sales be lower than the previous quarter in QOQ terms? And why is the soluble coffee and instant coffee higher volumes not translating into a higher margin, as my understanding would be that these are higher margin businesses?
Well, see, Samir, I have to understand the instant soluble coffee business has got, you know, broadly three variants. No, one is a spray, aglow, and the freeze. The issue is, see, what happens is, though, the margin structure of all this is also different. So while the FDC, we have higher margins, and spray and all that has been a very, very high intense kind of, segments where the margins are lower. So oil, we have overall, on the volume side, we have done exceptionally well. On the margins, obviously, there has been intense, competitive pressures, which has, and coupled with the effects, there has been a lower, margins. So obviously, it all depends on which segment you play with, and the kind of, the market pressures which are there.
And I just want to add to what Venkat has said. If you look at the future with Vietnam coming up, freeze-dried becomes the core focus, which Venkat also mentioned is the most profitable area, and that is where the focus of the company for growth really is.
Just a follow-up on this, sir. Would the blended margin of including these competitive pressures for the overall instant coffee and soluble coffee business be lower than the plantation business?
Very difficult to answer that comparatively, because both are competitive businesses. And also, when you look at the projections going forward, over the longer haul, clearly demand is going to outstrip supply. Now, in the short term, 1 to 3 years, you could find capacities coming up, supply demand gap narrowing down. But as per projections, the gap is going to increase in the future.
Yeah, just to add, Prasameh, the point is like this. See, plantation, these two are different, are two different businesses which are impacted by different variables. Like the plantation business is highly, dependent on the weather patterns and, rains and stuff like that. So obviously, over a period, if you see, the instant coffee business is akin to a somewhat of an FMCG, business, which are fairly stable, subject to competitive pressure, which is there with any other, FMCG player, where you have to probably, if you are the B2C segment, you spend more on consumer ad, and promos, etc., to garner market share and, market share. So that's where it is. So if you look at a last couple of years, instant coffee profitability has always been consistent and better. Plantations have been having a kind of, cyclicality because of the weather patterns, and obviously they're also impacted by global dominance.
Fair enough, sir. So in quarters, some quarters, the plantation business might see better margins, but it's more volatile is what you're saying.
Correct. More cyclical, because see, there have been years when we have done very, exceptionally well in 16, 17, for example. But these are all, we have to wait, overall, if you look at a longer term, then these would be very profitable businesses, because see, we are probably the, also the largest players in the, in the organized plantation coffee business.
But you also need to understand on the cyclicality, over the last 2-3 years, what we have been doing very significantly is to distance ourselves in a serious manner from commodity trade by premiumizing our coffees, differentiating our coffees, and going up the value chain, which is what really is making our business far stronger than where it was as a pure commodity play earlier and where many other people are. So it's a very thought through strategy of taking plantations forward through this differentiation and premiumization and taking freeze-dried as a route for growth, for a profitable growth for the instant coffee business.
Great, sir. That answers my first question. Sir, second question on 8 o'clock. Can you give any sense on the absolute number of any one-off costs that you may have incurred this quarter based on your distribution arrangement which has changed with Keurig? And how many more quarters will we see these one-off costs coming up?
That's a difficult question to answer in half. Because, what happens is clearly when you take over a business, okay, being where you are in the modern trade category of the U.S., you have to re-enter as a new supplier, new vendor, and that requires going back and re-establishing your category in those segments. And that is where the pressure initially has been to come in. So these one-off costs we're talking of have really been driven by that. And like Venkat earlier mentioned, in the quarter there has been some competitive pressure where they've had to respond and come in. Now to predict and say what is going to happen, will one-off happen in the future? Nobody can say, but very clearly, we are seeing a definitive improvement coming up by taking over the distribution of the K-Cups quarter on quarter.
So let me put it in another way, sir, this question. So if, let's say, your overall distribution coverage in the previous arrangement was, let's say, 100, right now, after 3 quarters, what kind of distribution coverage do we have in the new arrangement? And how much more is left?
I will be able to give you specific numbers on distribution, what is happening, but you...
Any sense, yeah, just a percentage.
But you have to understand that some gains are there and many gains are there, many new listings are there, and some people have also had a problem in terms of carrying on. So net-net, like I mentioned, it is improving.
And these model changes, etc., see, it will take some time. First of all, we are talking about a very short period. So one has to look at, a little more longer period when the model itself stabilizes. But as you may see also, 8 o'clock has been a very consistent performer over the years. Obviously, they have their own ups and downs because of some kind of, competitive pressures, higher spends and all that. But obviously, I think in terms of what is there, going forward should be looking good.
Fair enough, sir. One last question, if I may squeeze in. What would be our market share in 8 o'clock currently in the branded coffee market in U.S.?
It will be some 5-6%. It's not it's a player in the,
And it's not right to look at national market shares because our dominant regions where we are playing, where we are dominant.
And these would be, sir?
Yes. We are stronger on the eastern coast.
Okay. And the 5-6% which you mentioned would also include the private labels, right?
National coffee business.
It will include all the modern trade private labels.
Yes.
Thanks, sir. That's all from me, sir. Thanks a lot for answering all the questions, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavesh Chauhan from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
So my question was on the new 500 metric tons freeze-dried Vietnam. Have you tied up customers for that? And what sort of utilization we should expect in 1 year or so?
It's a 5,000 ton capacity, not 500 tons.
5,000, sorry.
Yeah, 5,000 tons. So a lot of work is happening. We are clearly working very, very closely with customers. I will not cannot tell you who the customers we've tied up with. Blend approvals are going on. And I'm not too sure if you know, but we'd earlier mentioned that we are one of the very few people globally who have a pilot plant which is helping us to work seamlessly to get blend approvals happening even while the factory is coming up. So we see a very strong positive feedback from the customers we are talking to. Some have signed off on the blends and some are in the process of evaluating it. But that is more as we start unfolding and get ready to run the business, run the production.
Okay. And what sort of turnover should we expect when it's fully ramped up?
Our current guesstimate should be roughly around 400 crores annually in an annualized manner as we go along.
Yeah. Okay. And should that take more than 2 years, 3 years kind of to get to that number?
You ask me, the faster the better.
Yeah.
But I think 2 years is a very safe assumption to make.
Okay. And lastly, what sort of margin should this business enjoy?
The higher the better, all I can say.
But at least if you can give a ballpark number, 20 to 24%.
We cannot talk margins or categories, but like Venkat has been saying, that is the higher end of the value chain in the coffee category, and that is where our focus really is.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gagan Tareja from Kotak Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Just looking at your consolidated number, I think someone else also asked this question. If you could elaborate on why the other expenses are so significantly higher year on year.
That's what we explained. Because there has been some strong media and the trade and consumer promotions in this quarter, which has resulted in about 2 to 3 million of increases in that sense. Okay. And that's not, again, as I explained, it's not a quarter-on-quarter phenomenon. Obviously, we are finding this impact, sharper impact this quarter. And that is a call because they ran a, strong media campaign. So, obviously, this will be a sort of, responding to whatever is in the marketplace.
So on a sustainable basis, this is not the run rate we should be looking at?
No, this is not the run rate which
we
should be
looking at. Intensity, possibly, but the fact that investment in the market is required to build a brand, I think we need to invest over there.
No, so could you, give a rough timeline, even directionally, by what time does this cost normalize? Over what time frame does this normalize? How much longer do you intend to run this?
No, see, this is again, as we explained again, this is a, in any FMCG place, this kind of, and the market campaigns and, ad and consumer promotions are in order of the day. So obviously, see, they will respond depending on the pressures in the marketplace. But then if we say it's quarter on quarter, it's going to happen, no. But then obviously, over a longer period, we have to wait and see as to what kind of, depends on what kind of responses they get on the market shares and all in that sense. So obviously, the media campaigns are not that every quarter it happens. But then over a period, whenever the market demands, they would be doing it, because it is in keeping line the health indices of the brand.
Okay. Secondly, can you also give the absolute debt number for the quarter and corresponding quarter last year?
No, that I think because we have only one subsidiary, you can figure out from there. We don't want to give specific numbers.
Okay. On the freeze dried capacity, if you could just maybe give a refresh on how much is going to be debt funded and how much of it is already on your balance sheet and how much more has to come.
So the project is is nearing completion. This quarter hopefully we should complete it, and it will be roughly about, expected, what is the total of project cost of around 55-60 million. Of that, roughly two-thirds will be debt-funded and balance equity. Roughly around that.
Okay. But that's not in the reported balance sheet as of today?
No, it won't be, because it is in the process of...
Okay.
I think probably the March would carry that, because by that time the project would be complete.
Okay, because the interest cost itself has jumped up quite significantly, so I was wondering...
No, but this won't be reflected there, because it's all in, it's not in the P&L, because so far the project itself is not complete, and we have been capitalizing that.
So why would the interest cost have jumped up so much otherwise? Your debt would have obviously presumably gone up, and the reason being?
No, interest costs... No, these would be also other, there would be the 8 o'clock and all that stuff. It's not gone up substantially, it's about 3 or 4 crores in that sense.
Yeah, so 8.5 crores gone up to 12 crores. That's almost, 50%, between 40 and 50% jump.
Yes, but there has been not been much of interest per se coming up due to the Vietnam component will be very much less.
But then what would be the other components because of which it has gone up?
But the standalone itself is higher by about a crore, no? Standalone itself is higher by about a crore. The finance cost will have some, there's also an exchange rate difference which is there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is some foreign currency debt which has been marked to market.
That's also the 8 o'clock has also got a debt, no?
Yeah. Okay. And on the freeze side, you're targeting a 400 crore turnover, as you indicated, with a 5,000 ton capacity, which I think would translate into 800 rupees a kg sort of freeze-dried realization. From whatever I can gather, and I mean, obviously, I have limited resources. I can just take recourse to the net. The average realization on freeze-dried coffee tends to be 550 to 600 rupees a kg. So that's a significant difference between the number you've quoted and what I can.
It will depend. See, Gagan, the point is, it freeze-dried itself. There are depending whether you sell in bulk, SKU, various combination would be there.
And that's a very difficult question to answer because I don't know what net, which commodity, which customer profile, and what kind of bean blends are being looked at. In what data you are talking about, Gagan, like Venkat has mentioned. We are clearly targeting a particular segment, and that is what we are referring to in our work.
Okay. Any idea one could get on, the fixed cost of the new plant around in terms of the operating cost?
No, Gagan, we'd rather, because we are getting into commercial production, so we'll wait and respond probably the next couple of quarters.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kinjal Desai from Reliance Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, most of my questions have actually been answered. Just a couple of data points which I missed in the beginning of the call. You mentioned that the Brazil stock output is really high. So, we are seeing that Arabica prices have been quite flattish. But in terms of Robusta pricing, can you give an idea of, what kind of outlook is there for the Vietnam stock?
It's as much in the public domain. It has had a very, very strong crop this year. And also, if you look at it, what is being looked at, even the Brazilian similar conilons is projected to be a pretty strong crop. But again, what is projected now can change rapidly depending what kind of a climate happens a month down the road or 2 months down the road. So it's very difficult to really say what's going to happen.
Absolutely. I get that. I just wanted to know what the current situation is. So thanks for that. Second thing, we mentioned that for the Starbucks roastery, we would be expanding the capacity. So, how much, kind of capex would we envision for the same and what volumes
not,
have we...
We're not very much, Kinjal. It should be around, 4 to 5 crores.
Oh, okay, fine. And what volumes would we be expanding it by? I mean, how much are we taking it up for?
It's going to be done gradually. It's in a phased manner, so very difficult
okay.
At the end, but the 5 to 10 year projection we are working on with them.
Sure. All right. And just to confirm, we mentioned that the Indian Coffee Board has come out with a drop in the overall country volumes by 23 to 24%. So that would be as of the crop that was, harvested in the last season, so probably, October to December 2018. So that forecast has come on the basis of the volumes that would have been seen at that point, right?
Yes.
All right, that's it. Thank you so much for my...
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jayant Mamania from Care Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Sir, during our in our consolidated result, during 9 months, we have made a stock in trade purchase of around 250 crore. So will the Vietnam plant will replace these purchases?
No, 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 no. It won't replace. This is more to do with, you know, with the 8 o'clock. The 8 o'clock has also got a, you know, as a private label business and all that. So it has nothing to do with the Vietnam at all.
So this purchase of instant coffee or something else?
No. It is not purchase. It is purchase of, you know, green coffees and all that for their manufacture there.
Uh-huh. Sir, this, what will be the break-even point for the Vietnam plant in terms of production? 50% capacity, 60% capacity?
Very difficult to answer, no? Again, because it depends on the margin structures which are prevalent at a particular moment of time. Okay, as the bean prices go up, margins expand, you get to high, it will drop. Okay, if market pressures become very high and the margins get squeezed, it will increase the break-even point. So very difficult to answer that. All we have to believe is that strategically, the category is growing. The fastest growing category is the one freeze-dry, and we are investing in that for getting profitable growth for the business. And every effort is going to be made to become cost competitive, because that is the fundamental to success in this category. And the next is to get the right customers and do blend development to maximize our throughput and the margins for, with them.
This Vietnam production will be for private level or it will be for 8 o'clock also?
No, it's nothing to do with 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock does not require instant coffee. They buy their, you know, whatever green coffee requirement from Brazil and all that, LATAM countries. 8 o'clock will be completely akin to an instant coffee business in India in terms of freeze-dry.
Okay. So since last two quarters, we are seeing a growth of around 20% in 8 o'clock. So what will be the sustainable growth coming going forward?
So very difficult to say, Jayant. I don't think we'll be able to comment on that, because we also hope that they, you know, their you know, cake up business and you know, their base coffee business improves. But we won't be able to share any numbers.
So with this 20% the growth in the top line, we have increased our market share or the market is expanding?
No, it's not an increase of the market. It's the restructuring of the distribution system, which has brought in this value gain. And Venkat referred to it in the initial stages. It is now as we take over the distribution we began and start getting deeper in penetration, where our volumes will start improving, but that is going to be market share gains.
Okay.
You are right, K-Cups is growing in the US market, so some of the game is going to come from new consumption, and a lot will come from competitive market share gains.
Yeah. Sir, in the half-year balance sheet, as on 30th September 2018, there is increase in goodwill of 126 crore from 1128 crore to 1254 crore. What is that, sir?
No, that is the exchange. Mostly this is related to the, you know, exchange rates.
Achha.
Because there's nothing, no increase, no underlying sense, there's no increase in goodwill.
Yeah. Sir, you said that the in Kerala and Karnataka, the production, overall plantation production is down by 23 to 26%. So, what is that in our case?
No, coffee, as we explained last quarter also, coffee, there has not been much impact for us. The little more sharper impact is in pepper, which anyway the harvesting has to complete in the last quarter only. But so, the coffee impact is not significant, but pepper there is.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care PMS. Please go ahead.
So just you mentioned one point where, you know, you, because of the high rains, you have some irrigation and you are planning, first time you are trying for some winter plantation. Can you share or elaborate more as to what kind of impact or what kind of additional edge that we would have in terms of this water tankers or irrigation available to us?
The plant established better, and we would, this has been done on a trial phase. We are experimenting with this. The results of this particular area, which hectares we have done, we'll really see comparatively next year when the crop is coming out. But we see it will help, certainly help the quality of the product.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who has questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Rahul Vanare from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead. Ms. Vanare, your line is in talk mode. May I request that you unmute yourself from the handset
Hello.
Yes, Rahul.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi. Just wanted to, I missed the number for the CapEx for the freeze-dried plant. So was it 60 million?
Yeah, it will be around 55 to 60 million, yeah.
All right, all right. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who has questions may press star and one. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who has questions may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for being on the call. I just want to reiterate to everybody, we all need to realize this is a commodity business, and we all need to look at strategically what the company is doing in terms of plantations, getting into premiumization, direct customer engagement, differentiation of the product, focusing sharply on profitable categories of getting pepper rapidly up, and instant coffee looking at the high-end freeze-dried of the business. And that is what is the core strategy that's been driving us for the last 2-3 years, which is now coming into fruition as we head forward. Thank you very much for all participation.
Thank you very much.
Thank
on
you.
Behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.